For Dionys Coffin Riggs, poet, 1898 to 1997. Chapter 1.
Why don't you go home, Hal? I'll finish the kitchen. The tables and chairs can wait.
When she had come into the kitchen and seen Hal Green's drawn look, Victoria Trumbull, who at 92 was almost 10 years older than the sexton, had put her basket of goldenrod and Queen Anne's lace on the floor beside the sink. She had stopped by the church parish hall to arrange flowers for Sunday service. Hal was clearing up after the pancake brunch, folding tables and chairs, and unloading dishes from the dishwasher.
"It's not your heart, is it?"
Victoria pulled off her fuzzy tan hat and blue coat and dropped them on one of the tables.
"Stomach cramps,"
mumbled Hal.
"I hope it wasn't the pancakes."
She smiled and ran her gnarled fingers through her hair. Hal didn't seem to hear her.
"I think I'll lie down in the sanctuary."
Victoria took a stack of plates out of the dishwasher and set them on the counter. She watched Hal with concern. Hal wrapped his arms around his stomach and bent his knees.
"Lie down on a pew."
He straightened up suddenly, his face twisted in a grimace. And with that, he collapsed on the kitchen floor. Victoria dropped the dish rag into the sink and hurried to Hal, who was rocking back and forth on the linoleum. She bent over him and put her hand on his forehead. He straightened his legs, kicking off one of his boating shoes as he did. Victoria skirted around Hal's convulsing body and hustled out through the kitchen door into the Reverend Jackson's small office, which opened off the pine-paneled meeting room. Here she grabbed the phone off the desk, knocking the bass onto the floor in her haste.